London commuters horrified as teenage boy stabbed to death at busy railway station. By Kurt Zindelka on January 28, 2020. A 16-year-old boy was stabbed to death by a man wielding a machete in front of commuters at a busy tube station in South London. Louis Johnson, 16, has been identified by British Transport Police, BTP, as the victim of a senseless killing committed outside the East Croydon station in South London. The perpetrator is currently unknown and police have launched a murder inquiry. I was passed by someone with a machete when walking up to East Croydon station. As I reached the top of the stairs, there was blood everywhere and a lad slumped in the ticket office by the barriers, a horrified witness told the Mirror. Johnson was met by his attacker on the overpass connecting the station, whereupon he immediately pulled out a knife and stabbed him, in an attack that lasted approximately 40 seconds. Despite the efforts of medics who had been called to the scene, the 16-year-old was pronounced dead. This was a senseless killing at an extremely busy time of the day, and my thoughts are with Louis's family at this painfully difficult time, said Detective Chief Inspector Sam Blackburn for the Evening Standard. For such a young man to lose his life in these circumstances is truly devastating, and I would like to reassure everyone that a thorough investigation is well underway, he added. In response to the killing in Croydon, the Mayor of London wrote on Twitter, "Violent crime destroys lives and devastates communities. I'm doing all I can to support our overstretched police service bring offenders to justice, including funding new officers, as well as investing in youth and preventative services across London." Under the leadership of Sadiq Khan, the murder rate hit a decade high in 2019. Knife crime has been at the center of the rising crime figures in the capital, with 90 of the 149 murder victims being killed by knives. In November, the number of teenagers stabbed to death reached an 11-year high in London, with 23 children being killed with knives. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.